Another kāinga ora development has locals up in arms, fearing it could change the character of their neighbourhood. But community representatives in Millwater in North Auckland say there's no NIMBYism in their backyards. Jimmy Allingham reports.
Two-storey townhouses on Bonair Crescent in Millwater provide an impressive backdrop to the scenic park and children's playground in their heart. But concern is brewing about Kāinga Ora's plans to build 37 two-bedroom social houses on the street.
When I think of 37 houses coming in next door, like, it actually terrifies me. I don't know why it has to be 37. Why can't it be Kiwi built?
That's Bonair Crescent resident Sally, who says she grew up around social housing and experienced antisocial behaviour. She thought she'd left that behind.
We bought 3 years ago and we thought we found the perfect place. We had the park across for our kids and our grandkids, and we just thought this was going to be our forever home and we were safe. I've been really, really stressed out about it actually.
Some of that concern is fuelled by gang trouble at a nearby Kāinga Ora development in Silverdale. Other residents say they feel ambushed to learn of the development without any warning it was happening. Although not everybody we spoke to today was against Kāinga Ora's plans.
I don't really think it should be a problem. I think that social housing, I grew up in an area which had social housing in it, and it was never really a problem there, so I don't anticipate it here. I'm a little concerned that people are seeing it as a problem.
I'm not really sure what that will mean for the community in terms of the types of people that might be coming into this family-based community.
I think it's okay. Yeah, I think they have the right to live everywhere, like us, yeah.
More than 2,100 people have signed a petition against the development, and local MP, National's Mark Mitchell, says he's taken concerns to Kāinga Ora officials.
KO came back, sent a letter back to us last week saying that this has been elevated up to senior management and that they're now working through a process and they'll come back to us with their own recommendations.
Mark Mitchell says he can't comment further while that process continues, but he denies opposition to the development is NIMBYism.
No, absolutely not. The whole community recognises if there's a need for social housing inside the community, then all of us want to see that met. So it's nothing to do with that at all.
Hibiscus and Bay's local board chairman Gary Brown agrees it's not a case of NIMBYism.
It's not a case of that. I mean, we have people in our community that are looking for housing desperately. I think there's about 200 families. If we can find housing for them, that'd be fantastic.
He's hopeful Kāinga Ora will listen to community concerns. More than 8,700 households in Auckland are on the waiting list for public housing. Kāinga Ora has been approached for comment.
And Jimmy Allingham joins me now in the studio. Jimmy, you have just heard back from Kāinga Ora. What have they got to say?
As we heard in that story, there's significant concerns from the local community. 2,000 people signing a petition. Kāinga Ora Regional Director Tina Jones says, well, we have 200,000 people in social housing around New Zealand, and it's unfair to say that they necessarily bring disruption and concerns with them and bad behaviour. She also said that about 100 families from the local nearby suburbs, Silverdale, Millwater and Odewa, don't have a house, so these houses are for them. And Kāinga Ora actually, in fact, matches people with the local community, so there's some sort of connection there. She says she's met with locals, she's heard their concerns. She can't comment further about the process at the moment, but she will be keeping community members and locals up to date with what's happening.
All right, we'll check in again, no doubt. Thanks, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Allingham there.